This is Long Tail Sports, Episode 1 for August 14th, 2020. This is Shyamal Chandra reporting for Long Tail Sports. The season is almost starting for the NFL. As far as I know, it looks like everything's ready to go for September. And it's looking exciting watching NFL today morning. It came to my recollection that many of the players are really psyched up. And you can see it on their faces that the season is going to come after the preseason was canceled and many other festivities were canceled, including college football seasons for some of the conferences for college football, including Pac-12 and Big Conference, which was later rescheduled for spring, if that too. Also, one of the insider reporters said that he expects there to be no NCAA championship this year, or next year, sorry. So this brings an interesting conclusion. What can one do in order to change the rules or change the gameplay so that it can be played without enough touches between all the people? One idea that came to my head was having touch football league instead of tackle football league for the NFL. You can run really fast at people. You can wear helmets. You can do all that good stuff, but have touch flags at the bottom of each player that they take off, so they don't have to touch each other too much. I've played touch a lot of touch football in my prime during middle school, and I really enjoyed it. I used to concoct these plays and try them out against the opponent team in PE class when I was in school. And what I figured out is it's really good because you get to learn how to shake and bake when you get to an opponent and they don't know where to look. You just shake and bake and you go right past them. They can't touch your flags. Furthermore, touch football is very, very cool because there's a lot of cool nuances of touch football. Tackle football is very dangerous if you have head-to-head or head-to-back. You might need to have a career-ending concussion or career-ending back surgery. If you see from Steve Young's career, it was cut short by his concussions. And a Lion player once when in the 90s got put up in crutches and sent to the emergency room because he got hit in the back in the back, and it broke something in the back, and he couldn't even move his body for the rest of his life. So I have to pull up exactly that person, but this is exciting that there's going to be hope for some season this year, and it's going to be exciting. So who are my picks for this year? Top five picks? Well, I think the Kansas City Chiefs are going to win the Super Bowl. That's for sure. Number two, who's number two? I think Tom Brady and Gronk at Tampa Bay. Number three, I still think that San Francisco 49ers have a chance to retake the NFC Championship game and go into the Super Bowl once again. And finally, the Ravens at number four, and the Jared Goff and the Rams at five. They can rebound after losing their running back to free agency. So there's a lot of cool mix-ups that could happen. Could be a lot of trades, a lot of free agency before the season starts because there's no way to evaluate talent before the start of the season through preseason play from the backup quarterbacks, backup running backs. They'll just have to do it in their practices. And right now, as you can see, there's not much heavy practice going on. It's pretty much in shorts. And, I would hope that they have the correct protocol, and I bet the NFL has the correct protocol for this. But whatever it takes to get the job done will be really important for this year. So now, if you look at all the acquisitions and the changes this year, what are your top five? Well, the top five are obviously Brady with the Buccaneers. It's going to make a major impact. He's going to take over a franchise with Gronk. And can he lift it to the Super Bowl again against Patrick Mahomes, possibly, or even Lamar Jackson of the Baltimore Ravens? And the question is, will he be able to supersede his age with his excellent, brilliant tacticians and strategy during the gameplay, utilize the running game to slow down the offense of the other team, whether it be Kansas City or the Ravens, and use that to propel himself to victory? Now, if you look back at many seasons ago, a couple of seasons ago, you look at Tom Brady versus Patrick Mahomes in the AFC Championship game. It was so exciting to see them face off against each other. One goes for a touchdown, the other goes for the touchdown. One comes back with a touchdown, the other comes back for a touchdown. And then they go to overtime, and then he just strolls down the field and scores touchdown and wins the game. Now, can we have a repeat of that? And can Ben Roethlisberger come back from his surgeries and his injuries of past and reclaim the throne at the AFC once again, because they were able to be the Chiefs, when they had Alex Smith at the helm. And that was very dramatic for Alex Smith. And now Alex Smith is in considerable injury. So there's a lot of stories going around the NFL. And one thing I'd like to point out is that, it's really exciting to see these players, grow over time and see how they create this persona around them, to create this franchise of the NFL around them. It's very similar to the late 90s or early 90s of the NBA, where every single team had some persona that would make the game exciting through marketing. They had their own ego, like some sort of Superman, Batman, Rodman type of buzz line to go with it. And now they have all these characters, and you feel that you're familiar with them and you can root for one or the other. If there is no particular type of semblance of association with those players, you lose interest in the game. And I think this is what the NFL has to work on considerably, is to make each player well known for their big pros, and forget about their cons, so they can really exceed on the game field and exceed in the playoffs under pressure. So there's a lot of cool things in the NFL that are going on, and this is the start of it. Reporting for Long Tail Sports, this is Shamil Chandra for August 14th, 2020. Have a beautiful day. We'll be right back.